بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سأل الناس تكثرا فإنما يسأل جمرا فليستقل أو ليستكثر. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who begs from people, and we have been explaining this issue about begging, that a person should avoid begging. And the very first thing, a person who is in need, he should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is a source of provisions. Allah is a sole provider. First we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, of course, we make an effort. But after all this, a person is still in need. He's in dire need. And he requires assistance. Then it is permissible for him to ask at that amount which is sufficient for him. In this hadith, that person who asks takathuran, just to acquire more wealth. So he's begging from people and he's accumulating wealth, he's amassing wealth. He wants to get more and more rich. So the reason for his begging is not because he is in need of food, but he is just begging to acquire more wealth. In this case, فَإِنَّمَا يَسْأَلُ جَمْرًا He is actually asking for more hot coal. Rasulullah SAW says, if he wishes, he can ask for less coal or more coal. In other words, the more he is going to beg, the more of the coal of Jahannam he is seeking. وَعَنْ سَمُرَةَ بْنِ جُنْدُبٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ الْمَسْأَلَةَ كَدٌ يَكُدُّ بِهَا الرَّجُلُ وَجْهَهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يَسْأَلَ الرَّجُلُ سُلْطَانًا أو في أمر لا بد منه. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned begging is such an act, it is as though a person is scratching his face. So begging is an injurious act by which a person is actually scratching and peeling off his face. Except a person asks in the case where he will ask the ruler of the time, and this applies to a Muslim country where they have Baytul Mal, and then the king or the ruler will then provide for those who are in need from the Baytul Mal. Or in such a matter where he has no choice, in other words, he is desperate and he's suffering some crisis, Allah protect us, where his wealth is completely destroyed, his business is completely destroyed, he's a natural disaster, he's got nothing. So in that case, because he's unable to earn a living, it is permissible for him to ask. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصابته فاقة فأنزلها بالناس لم تسد فاقته ومن أنزلها بالله فيوشك الله له برزق عاجل أو آجل. رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم one who is afflicted with poverty and now he presents his need to the people, he will not be relieved of his poverty. But one who presents his need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will grant him rizq either immediately or later. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not compelled by time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly when it is the best time to give the person who is in need. Sometimes Allah wants us to ask more and more from him, and then Allah ta'ala will grant it to us. Sometimes he gives it immediately. The point here is that first we should present our need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before presenting to people. The person who asks people first, hadith says that Allah will not stop his poverty. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa bihamdihi. Subhanahu wa bihamdihi. Subhanahu wa bihamdihi.